Fearless fam, I know it's been a while since I've been on this, but hi, welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most like to keep in the dark. This is your host Chubby, and today's elephant is a level 5 elephant. We're going to be talking about an important topic that is dear to my heart, and it is food insecurity. Yes, as many as you know, I grew up with food insecurity. We did not know when our next meal was, and that is basically the definition of food insecurity. But nonetheless, I hope you all had a great weekend despite everything that is going on in the world right now. I know it's tough, and now what's happening with Iran, it's very difficult to keep our head just straight up, you know, like fixed to something and try to enjoy our world, but we're trying our best as we can, right? But to get this episode going, so what is food insecurity? And as mentioned earlier, I just want to, you know, make sure everybody understand. Food insecurity is a federal measure of a household ability to provide enough food for a person in the household to have an active, healthy life. Food insecurity is one way we can measure the risk of hunger. September is Hunger Action Month. And what does that mean? Well, it means you join in to fight to end hunger. On our first episode, we had mentioned to you all that No Food to Sophia's was having our first, you know, first in-person event to volunteer our time at a food donation distribution center called Feeding America. I asked for a volunteer to join me, and I am proud to say that 7 of us ended up showing up, and that's more than I could ask for. Thank you. I just appreciate everyone for taking a Saturday to come join us at this facility, wherever they were coming from. So yes, I ended up making the trip to South Florida to volunteer at the Feeding South Florida, which is basically a branch off of Feeding America. Feeding America is a nationwide network of 200 food banks and 60,000 food pantries and meal programs that provides food and services to people each year. They are the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. I stumbled upon them several years ago on Instagram, and I was like, wow, this was right under our noses. This was right here. And I've seen it before. Again, there are over 200 food banks. So Wisconsin, you name it, Texas, Florida, Boston. So all these places, they have it. And I saw the truck one day, like literally just passing by me, and I was like, this is the chance. The thing is that every time I was trying to get onto the website to look for available dates, they were fully booked for months, which is an amazing thing. Grateful, you know, that's awesome. But I was never able to get a chance to book anything, to actually, you know, get a time slot to volunteer. So one day, it was obviously this September, I went on and it said, since it's Hunger Action Month, the whole month was open already. And I just took the latest one. So September 24th was one of the days that was available. And I said, you know what? If people come or people don't show up, I'm okay with it as long as I still go, because this was a goal of mine. To go volunteer my time at this place, and I finally got to do it, and I think this is a very important, obviously an important topic to talk about, because we are living in the United States, right? But everybody thinks that everybody, because we're living in the United States, that everybody has the ability to provide food every day, or like there's no food insecurity, which is a lie. This is not only on developing nations that this happens to. This literally is happening right here in the United States of America, where you will believe that everybody has the ability, the access to food, and that is obviously not true. I do want to share some facts with you all about poverty and hunger in America. All information is provided by feedingamerica.org. You can see it that right there on our screen, scrolling down. You can find all the information and more about what I'm sharing with you all. And you can also find a location near you. Wherever you may live, just put your zip code and they will find the closest distribution center near you. So here are some facts about hunger and poverty in America. According to the census in 2020, over 37 million people lived in poverty. Food insecurity and hunger are economic issues. The most common cause of food insecurity is a lower income. Making ends meet with a lower income is more difficult if you're unemployed or employed in a lower wage work, experience a financial emergency, have limited savings, and rent rather than own your home. Communities of color, especially Black communities, experience hunger, poverty, and unemployment at much higher rates than white people. This is because of long-standing racial injustice that leads to barriers in education, unemployment, housing, and more. People living with disability and people living with chronic conditions are also more likely to experience hunger and lower incomes. Living with a disability or chronic condition may lead to higher medical costs, prevent people from working regularly, or simply making grocery shopping more difficult. And people living with disabilities may face discrimination in employment. So like I was telling you earlier, we volunteer on Saturday, September 24th, and the day before was Action Hunger Day on September 23rd. Here are 7 ways you can get involved to end hunger. So one of them is to join the fight to end hunger by learning the latest hunger facts. Some people believe that hunger isn't an issue in America, but that is simply isn't true, like I mentioned earlier. Every county in the United States struggles with food insecurity. Learn about hunger in your community at the latest maps, the Meal GAP data, and then sign up to stay informed about how you can help. I will provide all that in the link below. Number 2 will be Go Orange for Hunger Action Month. So put on your finest orange shirt, pants, or accessories for Hunger Action Month and share a photo of yourself on social media. Tell others about the fight to end hunger. Use the hashtags Hunger Action Month and End Hunger Now. So that is another way you can, you know, because people are going to be curious as to why you're wearing orange, and then you could tell them the information. Hey, this is what's going on. Start a Hunger Action Month fundraiser. Invite your friends and family to enjoy in the fight to end hunger by donating to your local food bank or to Feeding America. Or join our Hunger Action Month fundraiser and encourage some friendly competition with your friends and family for who can raise the most. There are plenty of easy ways to do a fundraiser, including starting a Facebook fundraiser. Become a regular food bank or food pantry volunteer. Over half of all soup kitchens, food pantries, and meal programs in the Feeding America network relied on volunteer support. Spending a few hours each month, volunteers can make an enormous difference for food banks and the families they serve. Pledge to volunteer, then find your local food bank and sign up. So again, all this information you can find it at feedingamerica.org. You can donate to Feeding America or one of our member food banks keeps hunger relief programs across countries running smoothly. While donating, food may seem like the best thing to do to help your local food bank. The Feeding America network of food banks can do even more with a monetary donation. Make a one-time or monthly donation in honor of Hunger Action Month. So learn about the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. Stay up to date on Feeding America's journey to the first White House Conference on Hunger, Health, and Nutrition in 50 years. During the conference, they will center the voices of people facing food insecurity and, along with hunger relief leaders, developing solutions to end hunger by 2030. And lastly, if you listen to Feeding America's podcast, Elevating Voices, Ending Hunger, it brings people together who are changing the conversations around hunger and making a difference in the community every single day. So learn more about the podcast and then check it out at Apple or Spotify. So I hope this helps you all get involved in some way. I did learn something valuable while volunteering, and I think it's crucial for all of us to know this information. And it's about food waste. And to be honest with you, when we saw the chart, the group, the seven of us who saw the chart, we were surprised, because I feel like this was value information that was taken away from us, because not even taken away, just not shared with anybody. These are things that should be taught in schools. If most people know about this food waste way to manage your food, I feel like there will be less food going to waste. I'm going to share the chart with you right now so you could see it. And I'm going to talk over so you guys, but you guys could see it on your own. But it is crazy. Let me show you. So, if the food is unopened, right? Let me clarify. If the food, any packaging, anything is unopened, safe, this is how long they will last after the expiration date. So, for example, canned foods like beans, broth, coconut milk, condensed milk, evaporated milk, fruits, meats, pasta, soup, and vegetables, they will last up to 3 years after their expiration date. But they don't tell us this. They do not tell us this. Sauces, condiments, barbecue, jam, jelly, ketchup, pickles, relish, marinara, mustard, oil, salt. You see the list there. After 1 year, dry foods, baking items, cereals, snacks. All of these, and excluding the exceptions at the bottom, will last up to a year after expiration date. 6 months will be drinks and snacks, and 3 months will be cookies, mayo, and tortillas. Baby food related and milk like this, like as you can see, you know, that's like actually like milk in the powder. Expired. Just throw it away after the expiration date. They are obviously no good. Whoever wants this chart, I am willing to send it to everybody. Actually, I'm just going to post it up on our social media to keep it, because I'm pretty sure that most people look at the date and it's like, oh, today's, for example, today's Monday, the 26th. You look at it and you're like, oh, this is expired. No, it actually is still good after a certain time, depending on what it is and if it's not opened. Once it's open, you only have a certain amount of time to eat it, obviously. So I feel like when I saw this chart, I was completely blown away with the massive information that I feel like I never knew this. And going there just opened my eyes to more information. I was very grateful that I got to learn that your food actually can last longer than what you obviously think. Obviously, if you eat it, great, awesome. And another thing, if you are going to donate your food, make sure it's sealed, closed. Make sure that it's not a broken box, and if it is, tape it up. Make sure that it's not moldy. Make sure that it's in amazing conditions, and make sure that the date on it doesn't say 2016. Because obviously now the expiration that it was supposed to last up to is now expired as well. And I'm saying this because once you get to the distribution center, it will be easier for people who are volunteering. You know, they're called the sorters, people who sort the food, look for the dates, look for if it's damaged, to look for if it's in good conditions. It will be easier for them to also sort out the food and make it easier for that volunteering time to go a little bit speedier. When we volunteer, the goal is 6,000 pounds of food, and I'm very proud to say we reached 7,000 plus pounds. That was amazing to hear. And obviously, it wasn't just us. It was a bunch of other people who volunteered their time, a lot of people. And in the last, like, what, 2-3 hours that we did it, it was amazing to hear that we actually reached the goal, like, you know. So I just wanted to share this with you all. Please look at that chart again and make sure that you look at your fridge, and if there's certain things that you want to get rid of, like, you are preparing to donate. Remember, canned goods are always good up to 3 years. So if you're feeling like you need to also donate your food because you want to get it, I don't know what the reason is, but make sure that you look for these things. It will make it easier for anybody volunteering to actually get more food out, you know. Next goal, 8,000 pounds. That will be amazing, you know. But if you go to feedingamerica.org, you will see the schedule time for everyday volunteering, first particular volunteering. So if you go look at it, you will be able to find one near you. Fearless fam, thank you for staying through this entire episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for being loyal. I appreciate all that. I do have a couple of pictures and videos from when we volunteer our time. I want to thank you, thank Amanda, and I want to thank Sharon, Vanessa, Iris, Angel, and Jose for volunteering their time, for coming with No Filters, No Fears to share, to make a difference. Other pictures and videos were taken by Vanessa, Sharon, and Amanda. So stay tuned for other photos and videos. And thank you so much for watching. Like I always say, stay fearless, everyone.